Hey, what up, people? Let me just start off with the word that I was looking for in yesterday's episode of the Growing Up Edition of this podcast was... Oh, my God. I just lost it. Holy shit. Oh, my God. Fuck! Ah, overprivileged. That was the word. That was the word I was looking for. All right, so anyway... what up, chickenheads? This is episode number 57, the Bart Scott edition of this podcast, and fuck the Jets. And yeah, this is a growing up edition, another growing up edition. The episode I was talking about, the stuff I was talking about yesterday's episode, talking about teenagers and how they're overprivileged and shit like that, and don't take shit for granted. Going off that whole tip, oh, by the way, if this is your first time listening, wow. I'm Jackie, a 27-year-old guy living in not-so-central Maryland. This is normally an audio blog, but, well, it still is, so whatever. Yeah, the listener count has gone up. I don't know how that's happened. So if you've been telling your friends and your hot cousins, thank you very much. And if you haven't been telling your friends and your hot cousins, then fuck you. But, yeah, the listener count's gone up, which is weird, because it's definitely more people than I thought listened to this podcast. And it's more than the count of people who follow me through audioboo.fm/twinkiebeyond. Wow, I forgot everything. I how'd that happen? So I want to say what's up to everybody who follows me through audioboo.fm. I'm sorry I don't follow you guys back, but I don't listen to podcasts. I'm looking for good podcasts to listen to. So put them out. Put podcasts out. Put audioboo out. You know, I'll listen to it. Whatever. So this is a growing up edition to kind of ride the coattails of yesterday's episode of... people who are overprivileged and take shit for granted. I've put this out there on my Twitter, twitter.com/twinkiebeyond, before that, you know, tell your parents that you love them. This sounds really fucking gay for, you know, if you listen to what I normally talk about. This is really fucking just wussy and shit, but I don't really give a fuck. Tell your parents you love them. You know, don't forget about that. Nothing in my life has happened recently for me to reassess my life or anything. Like, you know, I haven't lost anybody in my life or lost a job or, you know, anything. You know, it's just stuff that's in my head. And you guys don't know shit about me. And I don't put everything, obviously, if you think I put everything out there on this podcast for you guys, you might be a little stupid and slow in the head. Because... I don't fucking know you guys, and I'm not going to do that. But, you know, every now and then, you'll hear a little truth behind all of it. And one of the most truthest things that you'll ever hear me say, and I've said it on Twitter before, you know, tell your parents that you love them. Because, you know, you don't know. Something might happen one day. And I'm not saying whether something's happened in my life for the good or bad. But that is how I feel. Especially your mothers. Seriously, they're... Don't take that shit for granted. Even when you're older, when you're a teenager, you think you're too fucking good. You think you know everything, and you don't want to be around your parents. And I get that. That's a teenage thing. About around the age of, I don't know, 19, you come back around. 19 or 20, you come back around and you find that your parents are. If you're a good fucking person, you come back around and you learn that your parents are pretty fucking important, and not just for, you know, monetary shit, you know, going back to the whole overprivileged thing. And to clarify some stuff about yesterday's episode, you know, how I said that I earned everything, including my debt. I mean that in, like, my mortgage and my car payments and shit like that. Actually, my car's paid off, so that's not a thing. But my mom and dad definitely helped put down payment, help give me some money, a loan, not free money, a loan. Which I put towards the down payment of my house, and I'm still paying them back. And that's what you should do as an adult. You gotta don't accept money from people, because I'm a grown ass adult. I don't like to accept money from people, and I never borrow money from people unless it's, like, you know, $5 to buy a fucking Subway sandwich. And by the way, fuck Subway. But you know, I never borrow money, and I also have it as a policy that I'll never lend people more than $50. Just because you should never, like, I get it, your friends are people you should fall back on, but money's money and friendship's friendship, and you don't want to fuck up friendships with money, which is why I never gamble with my friends. I'll go to Atlantic City, or I'll bet with my friends, but I play poker with them or whatever, but I will never lend them money, or I'll never sit at a blackjack table with them, because that's affecting me directly, and that's happened before, and it's pissed me off. Especially if you're playing blackjack, and you don't play it properly, and, you know, you make me lose money, that's on you, and if I don't leave immediately, I'm gonna deck you right in the fucking throat. So, money is money, and friendship's friendship. You don't mix that shit. At least you shouldn't. And as a grown-ass adult, you shouldn't be accepting money. That's how I feel. You should always pay back your debts, and make good on all your bets if you lose. That's why I make bets that I don't lose. But, if I do, you fucking pay them back. The last real bet that I lost was back, wow, I think I was a freshman in high school, and I had to pay everybody's favorite person, D5. I had to give him, it was initially a bet for $100, but it ended up that I just bought him a video game, and we called it even. But I hate that guy. God damn, I hate that guy. Anyway, so, you know, even if you don't tell your parents that you love them, you got to let them know that you don't hate them. And you just got to be there. You know, like, ever since I moved out of my house, ever since I moved out of my parents' place, let's think like this. My dad, he would work in Maryland when I was living in Pennsylvania when I was a kid, and he would come home like only once a week for a day or two. This was when I was like 8, I think, and eventually we moved to Maryland. I'm not gonna get into all why and all this other crazy shit, but every day, you know, we'd live in the same place, and my dad doesn't talk very much, and I can't speak Chinese very well, so we never really talked, and we still don't. I mean, we have very broken conversations, mostly about football, which is pretty nice. But, you know, I would always just come home when I was somewhere between a teenager and, you know, college. I would come home, and if he was on the couch, like after a 10-hour day, actually 12-hour, he's been working his whole life, and he's one of the hardest working people I know that's a fucking cliche thing to say, because, you know, it's my parents, but dude used to work 80, 90 hours a week, and it wasn't cool. And he would come home, and, you know, what men like to do is sit on the fucking couch, don't talk, and just watch TV for a little bit. And I would come home sometimes, you know, midnight 30, 1 o'clock, whatever, because that's what I did as a teenager and, you know, 18, 19-year-old, whatever. And he'd be sitting on the couch watching TV, and all I would do is come home and I'd say, "Hey, Dad, how are you doing?" And that would be it. Like, I wouldn't say anything to him. And, you know, I look back at it now, it really is stupid. I really should have sat down at some point and tried to talk to him, but I didn't. And, you know, those years are gone, so there's nothing I can do about it now. But, you know, I took it for granted. And you can't do that. You can't take that shit for granted. So, when I moved out of my parents' house, I think I was 21, I moved out of their townhouse. Now, we moved plenty of times within Central Maryland, but I finally moved out. We were living in a city called Elkridge, which is, that's Howard County. Is that Howard County? I don't fucking know. But I moved out of there, and me and the wife friend moved into the condo, which I would always complain about, which I still complain about. Like every week, my dad would call me up and just to say hi, you know, and that's awesome. I think I said it last episode, but I've never stressed how much I think, like, the most fucking awesomest thing in this world to me really is parentship. Is that a word? The connection, the bond between a parent and their child. There's nothing better than that, and I wish I had a better bond with my parents, but you know, some people do, some people have that, and some people don't. I say fucking get it if you don't, and you know, something. He would just call and just be like, "Hey, how you doing? You want to go grab dinner? You know, with me and your ma." And you know, when I finally moved out, I have this freedom, and I'm like, you know, in my mind, I'm like, "I don't want to fucking see them." But not like in an angsty, angry way. In a way of, you know, you live right down the road, basically. No, I don't want to see you. It's don't worry about it. I just saw you last week, and you know, I see my parents probably once every week or 2 weeks now, because I live out of the county that they live in, and I stop by their place every now and then, and you know, they come by. My dad tries to find any time that he has a day off. He has like a day off every week. He calls me up and tries to have dinner with me, and that's fine. But I feel bad when I either am too tired or just don't feel like it or I'm busy or whatever, and you know, I try to make time for it, but as you get older, you're gonna miss that. You're gonna want to be with your parents more, I think, and it's selfish to not, you know, at least even if you don't want to. In life, you have to sacrifice a lot of things, and maybe this is just the Asian part of me, but you have to make sacrifices for people. If you don't want to fucking do it, you still gotta put on a happy face and just suck it up and do stupid shit. Like, I hate thrift stores, and I hate, you know, other stupid crap that the wife friend likes, but I suck it up. You know, it's part of the job description. That's what you got to do. As a son, as a husband, as a friend, there's stuff you got to do. And, you know, hanging out with your parents while sounding lame when you're a teenager is not a lame thing when you're older. So, you know, while I cherish all that time, I still take it for granted. I think I still don't. I don't do it every time that they say, "Hey, let's go out," and I should. But I guess, man, I've repeated a few times already. But what I'm saying is, don't forget your parents, man. Parents are really important. And I tell this to the wife friend all the time. She sees her parents probably once every 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and her parents live basically right down the street from my parents. Not literally, but, you know, very close to. And I'm like, you gotta go see your parents. You gotta go see your parents. And she doesn't, like, hate her parents or anything. She just doesn't... I don't know. I'm like, go see your parents. Go talk to them. I know your father is really fucking annoying. But you gotta talk to him, you know. I think about, you know... Well, I don't want to talk about it, but, anyway, like I'd said once, or I said it, I think, a few episodes ago, that I figured out a date for when I'm going to quit this podcast, and I'm not going to give an exact date because, I'm going to leave this very ambiguous, but I'm not going to say whether I, okay, here, damn it, I don't know how to, I wish I had thought this through. All right, it will end and you will not know it. I'm going to tell you, hey, this is the last date and it's over. That's it. But I'm not going to lead up to it. That's what I'm telling you. The date that when I stop will be the last day and that'll be it. The last day that I am doing a podcast, at least anything Twinkie Beyond related, I'm pretty sure, will be 1 month before the due date of my first child. Period. Now, I'm not saying when that is. I'm also not saying that the wife friend and I are pregnant right now. I'm not saying we are. I'm not saying we're not. Because I'm deliberately not telling you when I'm stopping this. It might be in 3 years. It might be this year. It might be next year. I'm not telling you. Because it's none of your fucking business, to be honest. But the truth is that 1 month before that momentous day, I'm pretty sure that's going to be the day I'm going to totally stop all this. Hey, it could be next month. It could be tomorrow. I'm not letting you know. The point is that that's the date. And so when you see... So you can make whatever assumptions you want. You're going to be wrong. But whatever assumptions you want to make, make them. Twitter.com/TwinkieBeyond, audioboo.fm/TwinkieBeyond. Other shit .twinkiebeyond.com/shit. Love your fucking parents, man. Do it. Don't be a fucking piece of shit teenager.